CEO Radio, I'm Ray Hoffman for Inc. Magazine. High on the list of occupations that aren't as glamorous as they seem is the commercial airline pilot. You can ask Denise Wilson about that. She left a career teaching music to eventually become a 737 captain for Aloha Airlines, which isn't around anymore, after which she flew corporate jets, only to find out that wasn't so secure either.
Let's say you have a private individual that owns a jet. If he decides he no longer wants or can afford the jet, you're out of a job.
And so 6 years ago, Denise Wilson came up with an idea for a company of her own.
And I would have multiple jets under management, and I would basically create my own future job security. Planes could come and go, but I wouldn't have to move all the way across the country every time a new airplane opportunity came up.
And that idea turned out to be the fastest growing private aviation company in the U.S., Desert Jet. The whole conversation's at cbsnewyork.com/CEO Radio. Get your business recognized. Go to inc.com/5000. With CEO Radio, I'm Ray Hoffman. And you ended up being a 737 captain for Aloha Airlines, so, I mean, you got serious about it in a hurry.
Yeah, I did get serious about it. I worked for several airlines. I was in the airline industry during 9/11. Which was very tough and tricky. I worked for Aloha Airlines, and they filed bankruptcy while I was there. So, yeah, it was a tumultuous time for the airline industry when I was in it. I would say probably about 4 or 5 years into it, I was flying a jet single pilot for a company here in California. And I'd say that was probably my first realization that, hey, you know what, I'm really the one flying this jet. There's nobody else in the airplane with me, so I must be doing this well because I'm getting from A to B safely.
Yeah, okay. So what was the germ of the idea for Desert Jet?
Well, you know, I had spent a lot of years, as most pilots do, trying to find that golden ring in aviation. Being that the airline industry, as I mentioned, it was very tumultuous after 9/11, I found corporate aviation, business aviation, basically flying business aircraft for private individuals and corporations. And I really enjoyed this side of the aviation industry. But what I learned was there's a lot of fluctuations in employment periods. If let's say you have a private individual that owns a jet, if he decides he no longer wants or can afford the jet, you're out of a job. So my theory with Desert Jet was that I would form my own company, and I would have multiple jets under management with Desert Jet, and I would basically create my own future job security. Planes could come and go, but I wouldn't have to move all the way across the country every time a new airplane opportunity came up.
Multiple jets under management. I'm not quite sure where you go with that.
So what that is basically when corporations or private individuals buy jet aircraft, they need someone to staff the airplane for them, to oversee the maintenance on the airplane, to schedule the flights, to make sure the airplane's in top condition all the time. So private jet owners and business aviation corporations have someone that's overseeing their airplane for them. And so that's what we do. We assist private corporations in the sound fiscal management of their aircraft, as well as the safe operation of their aircraft.